I already began to speak about selective letting go. In the other meditation, emphasizing the absolute being and the absolute state. I would like to address two more centers in a way: being, pure me of consciousness, and fundamental me can be seen as the three pillars of vertical surrender. Pure me of being is the one who opens the doorway to the absolute, and then all the centers in consciousness need to follow. In the central channel, it is just pure me of consciousness. In the essential channel, it is the fundamental me, the inner knower, which eventually includes also the person. But fundamental me is the one who opens the door to the absolute in the essential channel. But let's focus first on pure me of consciousness, because that is the one who is supposed to first arrive at the state of vertical absence in consciousness. So selective letting go means that you let go from a singular center. At least a singular center is being prioritized. It is my observation that students somehow do not appreciate enough or pay attention enough to the vertical surrender of pure me of consciousness. And it is very important. It is important in and of itself. Because you actualize a higher level of well-being and freedom in pure me of consciousness. But also the position of pure me of consciousness directly affects the evolution of the centers in the essential channel. Before you can let go from pure me of consciousness, you need to embody it. You need to clearly experience your pure subjectivity in the region towards the back of your headspace, where it touches the skull, even though this experience also, due to this, its expansive nature, also inside the headspace, but somehow behind the middle of the headspace. As you embody Pure Me of Consciousness, you are shifting the weight of identity into Pure Me of Consciousness, which is, an, of course, connected to what we have just being, what we have been just speaking about, which is the transference of power from the innermost person to pure attention, and via pure attention to, in this case, to pure me of consciousness. So you need to have that sense of empowerment. Otherwise, even though you are in pure me of consciousness, it is your experience is not focused enough, it's too dispersed. And because it is too dispersed, so there's also certain confusion how to pinpoint the center of me within pure me of consciousness with eyes closed. It is more difficult then with eyes open, because you don't have this polarity to visual perception. So as you embody pure me of consciousness, the next step is just to relax within the pure me of consciousness, vertically. Relaxation is always vertical in nature. The letting go from any center, in fact. Has two purposes. One is to deepen the vertical experience of that particular center, to allow also it to become more natural, and of course to dissolve any tensions or sense of holding that may be part of your experience in that particular center. And the second purpose is to, based on that letting go, to come as close as possible to the portal, to the Absolute, the place from which you can begin to apply penetrative surrender in order to enter the Absolute. Pure me of consciousness enters the Absolute through the upper central Tantien, which is located in the region where the head meets the neck. So partially it is still connected to the heart headspace, and partially it is below the headspace of that. What is defined by our physical skull. When pure me of consciousness enters the absolute, it does not leave the headspace. Entirely, part of it still remains in the headspace, and part of it is below the headspace. That channel between the head and the being becomes fully open. So basically you experience the absolute state not in your belly, but in that region of the upper central tantien, It's like that evolution into the absolute is a process of becoming more and more submerged in the ocean of the absolute. First your belly enters, then your heart, then your head, and then you are fully under the water. So when your consciousness is not in the absolute, it is like your body is under the water, but your head is above the water. Letting go from pure me of consciousness, as it has been explained, it can be done in two ways: with support or without support. Let's first contemplate letting go from pure me without support. So you are in pure me, you are resting vertically or relaxed vertically, but if you look deeper into your experience, you will notice that you are holding onto pure me of consciousness, or pure me of consciousness is holding onto itself. It is like the nature of presence, it is holding, it is trying to maintain itself. And while initially it is a good thing, because this is how individuality is developed, basically everything what is not individual, whether it relates to the outer world or even universal reality within, may dissolve that individuality. That's why if you surrender prematurely, which is what we call the negative surrender, instead of reaching samadhi, you simply lose yourself. You have been working so hard to establish your presence, and now it is lost. But there comes a time where your presence is developed enough that there is no danger for it getting dissolved. In fact, surrender allows you to experience your individuality on a deeper level, what we call higher individuality. But before you can surrender, you need to identify that you are not in the state of surrender. And because pure mere consciousness has this transparent quality and this spaciousness, and energetic spaciousness, so in a way, it feels already free. Either one does not recognize the need to surrender because one feels okay. One may assume the one is in a state of surrender incorrectly. So you need to recognize that even though being in your pure mere consciousness feels just fine, it is still an imperfect condition. You are holding onto yourself, and there are inherent energetic, subtle fluctuations within how you experience pure mere consciousness, which is inevitable. If pure mere consciousness is not absorbed in the absolute. So that state is not particularly comfortable, or is not comfortable enough. So you need to identify the imperfection of that condition, certain kind of subtle suffering which is part of your experience, and you need to develop a sense of dissatisfaction with your present experience. You need to be discontented with the experience of pure mere consciousness, which is not in a state of vertical surrender. And then you have an incentive, motivation to surrender, especially that you already have the conceptual knowledge that it is possible and necessary. So when you understand these things, you begin the process of vertical surrender. The first step of which, after the general relaxation, is letting go. Let Letting go without support means that you release that holding within pure me of consciousness. Can you even recognize that you are holding in pure me of consciousness? Can you recognize the pure me of consciousness kind of locked in itself? So you put yourself in that mode of free fall. You drop this quality of self-maintaining in pure me of consciousness, that holding. And the first thing that you can identify is like everything stops. This letting go actually creates a stop because it counteracts certain movement within pure me of consciousness, which is based on energetic fluctuations. So there's a stop of these fluctuations. But the problem is, there is a limit to which you can let go. And there's also a limit how much you can maintain that position of letting go. That's why additionally you need to utilize letting go with support. And as I have explained, one of the most powerful and simple ways of supporting letting go is connecting it to exhalation. You are connecting your breath to pure me of consciousness. So when you inhale, you become one with pure me of consciousness. It actually helps you to empower me, pure me of consciousness, because the vital force is directed towards pure me of consciousness. The vital force is always connected, but now you are consciously directing it there. And when you let go, you fall with exhalation. And the drop of the vital force creates a pull of a pure me of consciousness, allowing it to settle down deeper vertically. Letting go is a circular practice, both with or without support. Basically, you keep letting go, such as you keep letting go with exhalation. You should be immediately able to identify vertical deepening, that actually you begin to experience PME of consciousness somewhere in this region at the bottom of the headspace. Initially, PME of consciousness kind of fills up that back portion, that whole portion of the headspace. And when it is relaxed, it is sort of felt in the whole headspace, even though the weight, its weight is towards the back. But now you feel PME of consciousness just at the bottom of the headspace, because the gravity pulled it down. And you begin to feel certain weight, more of a weight in PME of consciousness, which in turn helps you to pinpoint its identity more clearly, because now it is no longer so etheric, it is more concrete. The next step is penetrative surrender. You have sort of exhausted how deeply you can go with letting go, and you are sitting on this upper central dantian, and now you need to go through it using penetrative surrender. Which means that you extend yourself as pure attention from pure me of consciousness downwards And it is very helpful here as well to connect that pure attention to exhalation. Similar principle as with reaching the Absolute through pure mere being. And there's one more element that you, as you descend, drop with this pure attention, and you need to experience this pure attention as me, and you need to empower it. Again, we have that issue of empowering pure attention, because if it's just wishy-washy, mild, diluted feeling of pure attention, it will not do. It has to have strength. That's why we compare this penetrative pure attention to the tip of an arrow. It is forcing its way through. It is squeezing yourself literally through the portal of absence into the Absolute. And there's this element of self-absorption in that pure attention. Even though pure attention does not have that crystallized presence, so it can pass through the portal of absence easier. It still has to become as if even more fine, even smaller, to really pass that portal. So through that self-absorption, that pure attention is actually experiencing or realizing its own internal absence. And through that realization, it can pass that portal to absence that gate without resistance. There's a beautiful Zen term, the gateless gate. There is a gate, and yet there's no gate. But if you think there's no gate, you forget that there is still a gate. There's still a barrier blocking your way. As transparent and intangible it may feel, it is actually blocking the passage to the other side in a very powerful way. It's like when you want to pass through the glass door, it feels easy. That is because you see what is outside, as if nothing was blocking the way, but then you hit with your head the glass. So pure attention is squeezing itself, the portal of absence. While connecting to exhalation, to the descending vital force, and then suddenly it's on the other side. It is free. And then it stops and becomes the bare attention of pure attention. And there is an immediate transfer of identity from what was before pure me of consciousness into that new pure me of consciousness. It's not that you have to transfer identity, it is just even the transfer of identity is, it gives a feeling that identity moves from one place to another, and in a way it is true, but also not entirely true. Simply when the bare attention or pure attention is created, this is pure me of consciousness. It's already there. Quantum leap. And then, in order to maintain that state from that new pure me of consciousness, still pure attention has to flow downwards into the absolute to keep pure me of consciousness in place and to be in a correct relationship of a continuous, unending surrender into the Absolute. There comes a time in evolution where one has to reach that samadhi in pure me of consciousness, which we call absolute consciousness. And it has to be stabilized and has to be perfected. After you are in that absolute consciousness, the concept of letting go still applies. It is just now you are letting go in the absolute. letting go is a part of the correct relationship with the Absolute. On the one hand, it is natural, it's just happening by itself. On the other hand, it is also intentional, conscious, and directed. So you are letting go from that new pure me of consciousness. From that center of pure me of consciousness. And that letting go somehow continues while attaching itself to the further vertical flow of pure attention from pure me of consciousness. So in a way you are letting go from pure me of consciousness and you are letting go as pure attention which is flowing from pure me into the Absolute.